The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, everyone. We're live on Facebook. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And I am happy to say that I do have a co-host today. She's little Stella has decided to join us again. I'm just so pumped today. I'm just like, it's just been the best time ever. I just had two back-to-back seminars and on weekends, and two Shift Happens live talk events, and four teleconferences and two holistic fairs. So it's been really, really, really busy, and I'm just so stoked. We had the layer three, which is about tactics and karma, which is kind of challenging to get through. Janet and I decided from now on, we're not doing back-to-back layer three with anything. And layer four, I'm so blessed. I am so blessed. 2 years ago, I first brought this, I taught my first seminars. And share this information with people at the very first Call to Dance seminars. And I called it Call to Dance because I understand that everybody has a calling. And I find that dancing through life is much more pleasant than, you know, marching through it. So 2 years ago, I brought this program out, and, you know, I'm the creative inspiration behind Tales from the Vector. And that is an oracle that I've been working on for almost 13 years now. And I'm happy to say they're big paintings. This one here, I just wanted to share with you. This is one of my absolute favorites. This is actually the original. There's actually Swarovski crystals on it. And that's how all my paintings, it usually takes me around 6 months to finish one of these paintings. The longest one was Courage, layer three. That took 3 years. So this painting, this is basically energetic upgrade, which is a phrase that I coined in my book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, Stuff You Wish Your Mom Had Known to Tell You. But this little dragonfly is... came to me from us when we were in Peru. And we were walking back to our place, and we saw this dragonfly just dipping its tail in the waters. And she's dipping her tail in the waters of bliss. And so this actual painting embodies what an energetic upgrade is, which is that split second in space time where this no longer exists and that can happen. So I'm just so blessed on because we had the layer four and now I have ta-da, three more official modern day dragon sayers. And we had so much fun at the seminar, and I just want to say thank you for, you know, making it there. The Coca-Cola kind of put a little bit of snow out there. That's not surprising. That's what I said. That's what you get for having a seminar that's regarding tactics. You know, everyone can handle a flake or two, but when there's a snowstorm, and this is something that came up, is this authentic self triad. This is the painting for Authentic Self Triad. This is body, soul, spirit, 100% intact. And this is what came up for me. So I was like this card this morning when I picked it. So I just want to remind everybody, if there's a bit of a snowfall, like who expected snow on September 28th, you know, on the Coquihalla. So it was, you know, very like dangerous to drive. There is like accidents on it, et cetera. So, you know, the people that showed up that managed to get there, I want to thank you so much. I had so much fun with you. And, you know, when we talk about the authentic self triad, we just want to make sure that we have really strong boundaries, that our body, soul, spirit are even, that, you know, if there's external forces and there's a bunch of snowflakes coming down, that, you know, you have enough strength to keep that, those external forces, from collapsing your roof. Because that's just the way it is sometimes. It snows and here in Canada in September now. So what else has happened this week is that, whoops, I'm just going to, my cat is chewing on my bracelet. I just wanted to mention, you can call in. We already have one caller, which we'll take right away or pretty quick here, 1-800-930-2819. And, you know, so I have three new Dragon Sayers, and oh my goodness, I am so, so very blessed. This is something that, I mean, to have 22 practitioners of energy work that have taken the foundation of this program that I've been working so hard on. Well, not so hard on, actually. I put a lot of hours and energy and effort into it. And I do that because I feel like people quite often will ask me, you know, I don't understand what my purpose is. And I totally understand what my purpose is. I am in the business of empowering people to empower themselves. And I identify and eliminate hidden energetic blocks that prevent them from being able to access their authentic desires. And to have some more people that were willing to face their own shift so that they can address maybe some of the fears that the collective influence has and possibly have like a really good, strong influence. That makes my heart sing. And my deck is like 64 cards, and I am now down to 1.5 paintings left to go. I had such an awesome week, sold manuals that are off to Singapore and the Netherlands, and also sold three paintings this week. And the people are who purchased the paintings, they said they wanted them in their workspace and in their home because they can feel the beautiful energy coming off them. So why this beautiful dragonfly is so precious to me? Well, this is kind of embodies what an energetic upgrade is. And it's like, I just want to explain that if you were like a binary computer, which you are, that you, a binary computer has one of two choices. And the choices here are you're either in alignment or you're not. And we quite often will refer to that as weak and strong. And so if you put your attention, if you think about your computer, it's the best one ever made, honest. If any of you have been having some of the technological issues that are out there, this computer is the best one. And your hard drive of that computer is your central nervous system, your spine, not to be confused with your mind. No, 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 Stella, don't chew on the cord. And so we can actually focus our attention on the central nervous system, the spinal column, and we can, in a split second, in the snap of a finger, we can energetically delete weaknesses that are preventing people, yourself or others, from being able to move forward in a really good, strong way. And so if we add consistent steps of action to that, and we put our heart attached to that, then we are in our purpose, and then work is fun. I always have fun at work. So this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We are live. And here's my co-host, Little Stella. We'll be right back. 1-800-930-2819. If you would like to have an energetic shift or just want to call in and shoot the shift, please do. We'll be right back.
I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're doing 3 card consultations live here on Facebook from my Oracle Tales from the Vector. And we've had callers patiently waiting. So we're just going to take some callers right now and see what's up. I forgot. I just wanted to tell everyone we have Kat as our producer now. I think Stella had something to do with that, Kat.
The cat conspiracy.
Yes. I love it. So welcome, Kat, to our community. Welcome to the show. Sorry, I forgot to, that was on my list. Kind of excited about all the Dragon Slayer stuff right now. So anyway, we do have a caller. Who do we have?
We have Ulith from Vancouver.
Hello.
Ulith.
Oh, hi there.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. You made it through the snowstorm back to Vancouver.
I sure did. I sure did. Especially, you know, now that I'm a dragon slayer, I'm just living life like a rock star.
So you flew home.
That's right.
I was so glad that you listened to your intuition and that you did not drive on the Coquihalla. You know,
because it turned out to be quite treacherous, actually. So I'm quite glad that I didn't do that either.
There was snow everywhere here. Like, there's snow up on the mountains here that wasn't there 3 days ago. And this is very unusual in September here. But hey, why not? Yeah. When the shift happened, lives talk of it. That way, beat out the people that can handle it or not.
Beautiful.
So what can we do for you today? I'm so proud of you. Eulith is one of my new official modern day dragon slayers. But you remember So remember I told you, write down your, because we are all picking handles. I'm the queen of shift. You know, Will is the head shift disturber. What's your handle? I can't remember.
Mine is shapeshifter.
Oh, shapeshifter. That's right. So what can we do? What would you like today? First of all, can you just share with us what it's like to now be a dragon sayer?
The best way that I can describe it is it's like you are just liberated. You're just set free from things that held you hostage before, and it could be hostage emotionally, it could be physically, mentally, anything really, but that's the most liberating feeling when you don't have to do that anymore.
Because look at the card I picked. This is one of the cards from the three. This is reckless abandon, spelt w-r-e-k-l-e-s-s. This is about discipline.
Oh, I love it.
This is about freedom is a balancing act. And so many, many people do have issues regarding, you know, freedom and money and sexuality and slavery. The other card that came up was this beautiful dragonfly. And that is our sensuality card. And sensuality, this card is to remind people that we can use our sensitivity. And if we use that sensitivity in a really strong way and we can get neutral to the absolute worst and the absolute best, then we can remain neutral and make strong choices and use our taste, touch, smell. And we talk about this with the Vesica Pisces, putting relationship circles together and creating a Vesica Pisces to enhance those, the ability to use your senses to in a strong way. So, because so many people will be saying, sometimes people are told they're just, you're too sensitive. A lot of people who say that aren't sensitive enough. And so sometimes people, when they become very sensitive, and a lot of our children that are coming through right now are very sensitive, and there's most of the people that attend my seminars are very sensitive. So we may as well take that sensitivity and use it in a perfectly good way, as strong as can be. And the other card I picked for you was this one, which isn't surprising. Because that's what being, what we've been working on is this energetic upgrade, which is an increase in, an increase in your vibration that, and resonating with other people who also want to step up and they also want to be their strongest version of themselves. So I just want to say congratulations. I'm so good to connect with you. And what can we do for you today?
So what I wanted to do was work on the fact that last night I did a shift at my second job. Mm-hmm. And It's you physical. Did a shift, like, it's a very physical job. I did a shift. I did a few shifts there. they're very
I thought you did more than one shift.
I did a few. I was constantly shifting when I was there. Mm-hmm. Because it's a job where I'm on my feet for at least 8 hours. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you, when you're teaching, you're moving around, you're, you know, picking up, putting down things. So I kept shifting to take the weight off my feet. And I have another three, I get to go back to work for another three shifts after my regular job next weekend. And I want to make sure, because I can feel the soreness and I know that I asked to lean out.
Okay.
So I'd like to put of this together in a beautiful way.
Okay. So let's get you, I like to get a baseline from people just so that we can kind of keep track of our progress here. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like, you know, hair on fire, press the panic button, I'm freaking out, and zero mm-hmm. being like totally neutral, whatever. Where are you in that scale?
I'd say I'm about a 7 or an 8. I'm a little concerned. That's why.
Okay. So, you know, what comes up is when the first energetic shift is being able to stand on your own two feet. And you just made a huge decision, right? Mm-hmm. And now you're working on, you know, at a second job, J-O-B. Mm-hmm. Having said that, mm-hmm. it's more about just having to stand up for yourself. And having done that now, it's kind of coming up that this is really actually coming from your ancestors, and it's coming more from past. You know how we talked about that, the, you know, we have the usual suspects. If things are bothering you, you know, check in and see if it's the tactics, check and see if it's karma. And then, you know, the major accomplices that cavort with the usual suspects. And that is, you know, ancestors and descendants. And so that's what's coming up here. Father figures, you know, we have the mother load card, the trauma and drama card. There was enough of that at layer 3. So all of these things, and all of these things, we just want to strengthen for, you know, just to be able to go to your midline. And this comes up, many, many people have weaknesses to being forced to stand. And I'm getting, because we talked about in layer 3 also about how in factory farms, cows and pigs and, you know, et cetera, were forced to stand on cement for their whole life pretty much. And most people standing on cement, you know, or in a hard floor for, you know, 8 hours, like you said, that's a long time. So we just want to strengthen you to all the times that you've been forced to stand for your, and it's coming up more on an emotional level than on a physical level. So, you know, when you're forced to stand up for yourself, have you ever had to do that?
Absolutely.
And when you get in touch with that, being forced to stand for yourself, what emotion comes up?
Like a sadness.
A sadness?
A sadness.
Yeah, like it's coming up, it's just sadness though. It's not coming up grief. So this is more, it's coming up more of a residual concern that you've had from the past, that your ancestors have had in the past. And I feel like you've done a lot of really good work to clear a lot of this. So when you think about that sadness now, and you think about standing on your feet, being forced to stand on your own two feet, what number are you at?
I'm completely neutral.
I love it. See how easy it is to get that neutral. Thank you for calling in.
That's beautiful.
Oh,
thank you so much. That was amazing.
All right. God bless you. Like, you're, you know, I had so much fun with you. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we'll be right back. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. Stella and I are making some shift happen.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have my little co-host here, Stella, who's wanting to get into some trouble. You can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com, at talesfromthevector.com, and you can reach me on social media, Facebook, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. I also have Be Irresistible Energetic Upgrade Canada and Tales from the Vector, whatever your flavor of the day is. We are back with Kat and this cat, and we have a caller cat. So can we can you please put the caller on? Hello?
Yeah, we got.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Marie from Paris.
Yay!
The Marie from Paris.
Hi, Marie. How are you?
Hi, Colette. I'm well, thank you. I'm one of the happy customers of your book that you were talking about, that I still refer to from time to time and will continue to do so.
I'm just having a little bit of trouble. There's a bit of an echo, so we're just going to see what that's about. And now, okay. Yeah, now I can hear you better. Thank you.
Okay, great. Calling in for your wisdom about a situation that happened from my work.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I had another publication coming out now, which I'm thrilled about, and yeah. I was instructed to share this good news with various contacts at my work. Everyone else had the same cheery response as I had, except for one person who responded quite aggressively, saying this doesn't change anything and putting everyone in copy and so on. And I was just like, what's up more?
Okay, so you know how I like to get a baseline. So how many years did you put into this article or this paper?
We started around 2015.
So you've put a lot of your time and energy and effort into this. And it was your day, it was your celebration.
Yeah.
And this person decided that they were just going to shift all over it.
Yes. Funny enough, on this person's 50th birthday at night, they sent this message. Like,
Wow. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being, you know, this really bothers me. And 0 being like, I got this one. It's all good. Where are you?
When I put it out of my mind, it doesn't bother me. But if I think about it, and when this happened, it was at an 8.
And an 8. Okay, so we don't need to mention the person's name, but just get in touch with her energy, her or
with
his.
His energy.
His.
Yeah.
Okay, and it was on the 50th birthday.
Yep.
So you know. Let's just get you, just take a deep breath. This isn't about you. This is about...
It felt personal, but I think you're right, yep.
Yeah, this isn't about you. This is about him. And mm-hmm. His number one weakness is turning 50. Not even anything to do with you. But, you know, sometimes people like to, you know... shift all over other people's fun. And
yeah.
You know, so what I'm just picking up is just like, it really had nothing to do with you.
Okay.
It had to do with like, if you think about when you are engaging with another person and you think about, mm-hmm. You know, the communication between mm-hmm. what other people are really doing is reflecting back to you so they're mirroring back to you some of your concerns. So mm-hmm. when you went a little bit vulnerable there and you know, the jealousy did come up. So jealousy is a karmic space. Jealousy came up at my layer 3 talk, at my layer 3 Shift Happens Live talk event. Jealousy, blindness to your own beauty. And so what can happen is if someone is, you know, it's coming up being jealous of others, others being jealous of you. And then also you can also be jealous of yourself, like, you know, from when you were thinner or you were, richer or, you know, or you had that better relationship or whatever. But for you, it's just coming up, you know, it's pettiness. That's all it is. So, you know, you know, you can, when I test it, this person just really, it had nothing to do with you. And when these kinds of things happen to me, so I also went, I got put through the mill here yesterday also. I was in such a good mood celebrating the Dragon Sayers and celebrating my seminars and celebrating. My daughter got a promotion at work, and I got some kind of shifty news too. People, you know,
yeah,
you know, and so you know, if other people want to rain on your parade, like there was snow on the Coca-Cola as people were coming out for layer four and for the talk. And so, of course, like that was too dangerous, like for people to drive in from Vancouver. And it's like, oh, you could be really sad about that, or you could be like upset about it or whatever. I could be upset about, I really had something really shifty happen to me yesterday. And I've just chosen not to give it any of my energy. I chose to have supper right. with my daughter, enjoy a glass of wine with her. And we celebrated everyone's success. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. when you get in touch with it right now, what is the number?
It's between 2 and 0.
Okay. So the cards I picked for you is balance, which like I picked these before you told me what happened. So cool. This is balance. So this is when all 12 aspects of your life are totally in balance. And this little dragonfly, you know, she's on an echinacea flower, just hanging in there, having a great time, just enjoying the flower. Do you understand?
Yes.
Your accomplishment was huge. A peer-reviewed paper. I mean, this is huge. So sometimes when you really, really excel and people really admire you, they're sometimes going to want to pull you down to their level. And what you need to do is just recognize that embarrassment belongs to them, not you.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, people, a lot of times people get embarrassed, and it's, if you test it, it's actually that, you know, you don't want to be embarrassed for other people, do you?
No.
Like when you get in touch with it, that's that sex, free, sex, money, freedom, slavery thing. I've got Stella chewing on my umbrella. Stella, don't chew on the umbrella. She says, what? So this is the other card I got, harmony. And look at, did you enjoy yourself until you got that, you know, like little.
Yes, everything was wonderful. I was a dragonfly hovering over a wonderful flower. we were singing at the gospel choir, and everything was wonderful. And then just.
So the other card, which is really funny because I brought this card up earlier, this is the one that took me 3 years to paint this painting, because this one is courage. See that? So courage is in the solar plexus, and it's about really taking a deep breath and really enjoying your success. You earned it. And so having the courage to do that and having the courage to enjoy your success and enjoy the beauty of everything that you do. How do you feel now?
Better, and that I could avoid these kind of things causing this upset.
People do not talk about people that are boring.
Right.
This doesn't belong to you. So we're just going to strengthen you back to like the generator card, which is, you know, Ange, who's in the flow. She's on the generator. She totally is in touch with source energy, totally, completely able to tap into that infinite potential. And so you know what I choose to do when these things happen? I choose to be happy and enjoy my success and allow myself just to understand that it really has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, it's tricky because when it is you or myself, but it's also true. I realize that I at first felt embarrassed myself, but then I felt more so embarrassed for this person.
There you go. So you don't need to be embarrassed for them. They let them own their actions. Okay.
Right. Yeah. I realized that other people can see things clearly.
Okay. We have to take another break and we have another caller. So I just wanted to check in. What number are you at now?
It's past.
Enjoy. You know what? Enjoy your success. You deserve it. You put so much of your time and energy and effort into this.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful.
That's true.
And you deserve to enjoy it to the fullest. Thank you. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this short break.
Show talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I just wanted to mention borderfreebees.com. Be irresistible. you can create your own nectar trail and help our little pollinators. And so I always like to give them a little buzz, buzz. I also have Be Irresistible telespots coming up, and I have two different teleconferences. Float Your Boat is also is on the third Thursday of the month and the second Thursday. And I want to also remember that Ms. the most amazing Karen Benton will also be, she co-hosts the radio show. She's on the third Wednesday of every month. So stoked to have her beautiful input on the show. So we have another caller, Kat. Who do we have? Oh, don't chew on that.
We have Raul from Santiago, Chile.
Hello.
Hello, Clint.
I was just laughing, Raul, because I know how much you love cats.
Look at that one.
And I think this one, she had something to do with it, because now Carter has flown out of the coop. And we now have a producer named Cat.
That's so funny. Oh, my goodness.
So, Raul, how have you been, and what can we do for you?
I'm going to be straightforward. I haven't been so well. I have this back pain that I need relief from, and the adjusting down here in South America has been rough. My routine is non-existent, and I'm in between, like, do I go back, do I stay? That's where I'm at.
Okay. What number are you at?
Eight, nine.
Okay. I'm not laughing at you. You know that, right? But
no, I get it. Yeah.
I did pick three cards. And so one of the cards was father figures. So what's it like being a father now?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't like it. No, I don't.
Okay, so let's get in touch with that, actually. Because, you know, first and foremost, though, I would like to get a number specifically for your back pain.
Nine? Some goes, but sometimes I can walk, but, you know.
At this moment right now, it's a nine.
Well, if I'm sitting down, so I'm not, I don't feel any pain, just discomfort. But if I will start walking, it comes and goes, and the pain is like nine. It's very annoying.
Isn't that interesting that our first caller, Yulith, also expressed this, like having to stand on your feet, having to walk? And we had another beautiful dragon sayer now. She was beautiful before she was a dragon sayer, but now she's a dragon sayer too. But this woman was having horrible pain, short of breath. And really, she lost her sister, who was her family. And it's coming up for you. See, this father figures card is really about, you know, women have a tendency to turn men into heroes. How do you feel about being a hero?
I haven't been able to be the hero here. That's the thing. Whether it's my fault or the environment here in this house.
Okay. So do you want to hear the good news?
Yeah, of course.
If you're in the triad of, you know, like the drama triad, You might be a victim or a hero, or you might be judging the situation. But anytime you're in that triad where you're, regardless if you're the hero or not, it's a very uncomfortable place to be. So you don't need to be a hero. See, that's your number one weakness. And so, because when I tested energetically, is this back pain actually physical, or is it on a non-physical level? And it's coming up that having to bend over backwards to not please people. How do you feel about that?
That would be beautiful.
Mm-hmm. If you didn't have to bend over backwards to please people.
That takes me to being in my own space.
Yeah. And so when you get in touch with your back right now, has it changed? Just the thought of it, because I know you're sitting, so that's, you know.
Yeah, somehow.
Okay, so does somehow have a number?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll say between 6 and 7.
Okay, good. So, you know, what's happening is, like, another card that I picked for you was the, this is the karmic space of pride. And so we all have pride, you know, and pride is good. What astrological sign are you?
Taurus.
A Taurus. So at this time, because it's coming up astrological now, and at this time, like, Venus is having kind of a rough ride. So we're just going to strengthen you to, like, the astrological effects of retrogrades. And, this is, you know, retrogrades are not, like, it's when, from the Earth's perspective, it appears like the planets are going backwards, but it's an illusion. And I'm getting that you're getting triggered by going backwards, and your back is like, you gain ground, and then you're doing kind of this with your feet. So we're just going to strengthen you to, you know, to the speed that the earth is traveling at, the speed that you did things. And then it feels like, see, when things are in retrograde, it feels like molasses. You know, do you have that feeling like it just feels like everything's kind of like sticky?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, what's important right now for you, I'm getting, or not important, but it would be beneficial for you to give yourself permission not to be the hero. Because you sure aren't a victim, right? You don't want to be a victim of your own life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the problem with pride is that a lot of people, if they get really triggered and it's really challenging, they'll sway between confidence and arrogance. So we're just going to strengthen you to be your old arrogant self.
That sounds comforting, actually.
And then this is the other card, which is the denial card. So this one is, you know, we don't want to be in denial of our lives or what's going on around us. You don't need to hunker down that much. Kat, are we down to the last minute now?
Yeah, 1 minute 15.
Okay, so Raul, take a deep breath. And give yourself total permission to enjoy your experience without labeling it. Without having to do something about it. What number are you at now?
Less than 5.
Yeah. And so when you get in touch with your back?
It's kind of flowy 4.
Okay. So what we want to do is remind you that it's not painful to take the next step. Okay. So we're just strengthening you to that. We have to go. This is Colette.
Thank you, Colette.
You're welcome, Raul. Thank you for calling in. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Here's my little co-host, Stella. It's been a pleasure to connect with all of you. Welcome, welcome, Kat. We're having lots of fun with you. And welcome. Thank you, everybody out there listening in. And those of you who are brave enough to call in, thank you so much. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke.
joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.